We're back on Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz, Wyatt Thompson, Mitch Fortner, all with you here. A little spring football talk later on in the hour. Practice starts on Wednesday for the Wildcats. And spring game not too far off in the distance. But speaking of football, I got a chance to catch up with Jordan Willis earlier today, guy who is actually back in Manhattan as of right now. He's been bouncing back and forth between Manhattan and Kansas City, getting ready for the draft, but has some private workouts coming up with NFL teams that are going to take place here in Manhattan. So he had a little bit of downtime and got to talk about a lot of things with him. But first and foremost, guy that's pretty busy at this point in time, and I'm sure has a lot going on in this this draft process. But here is some of the conversation with Jordan Willis.
Everything is going pretty smoothly, you know. Obviously, I went straight from the bowl game to preparing for the Senior Bowl. Then after the Senior Bowl, preparing for the Combine. And now, you know, just doing private workouts. But overall, it's been, you know, I spoke to a couple of former Kansas State football players and other people that have played in NFL and just kind of asked them about how this process goes. And they gave me a good, you know, good insight on it. So I at least had an idea of what I was going to be getting myself into leading into this process. But overall, it's kind of worked out, you know, pretty smoothly, no, not too many issues.
Yeah, as far as that's concerned, who have you talked to the most that are former K-State players?
I have communicated a couple times with Tyler Lockett. We spoke several times, and then I've spoken to, you know, Jordy Nelson on one occasion. And then obviously my trainer, Mark Seminole, I've spoken, you know, we work together daily, so I've spoken to him about his experience with it.
Talking with Jordan Willis here on Wildcat Insider. I'm always curious to ask guys in your position what the combine was like, because it seems like such a very interesting environment. How would you describe what that combine experience was like?
It was quite an experience. Once you take the field, it becomes normal again, because all you're doing is just you're going through the events and everything that you've been working on the last several weeks. But the hardest part that I always tell people is like the medical part of it. And the reason why that's hard is because you're just, you know, it's a lot of, you know, sitting and waiting and then, you know, going through, you know, getting x-rays, MRIs and talking to doctors and then people checking you out. So that's why that's such a, you know, a grueling process. But once you're done with that, that takes about 2 days and you start getting into the testing and the media, that's when it gets back normal again.
Well, I've always heard, too, that a lot of the questions that you get, some of the interviews that the teams are doing with you can be bizarre. Was any of that, you know, too extensive or just something that you weren't expecting?
I kind of got exposed to a little bit of the questioning down at the Senior Bowl. But for the most part, everybody asked the same question. Like, you know, I met with just about, you know, you have some formal interviews and you have some informal interviews, you know, regardless of when you sit down and talk to a team. They always start out with the same question, and it's always, tell us about your family. That was always the first question that they ask you, and then they'll get into, you know, you'll probably get like 12 questions total, and it's up to you how much you expand on the questions or not. But obviously, if you don't give good information, they're going to find it out some other way. So it's just best to, you know, give them what they're asking for.
What was the weirdest question that you got?
I didn't get too many weird questions. I think they ask you weird questions if you're a guy that you get a lot of, like, you know, question marks around you, but I didn't get too many weird ones.
Talking with Jordan Willis here on Wildcat Insider, you know, as far as the numbers are concerned, obviously it looked very impressive. You were second in 40 time amongst your position group with a 4.53, 39-inch vertical. I know you had the best three-cone drill of any lineman. Were you pleased overall with how you performed in that aspect?
Yes, I was, you know, happy with what I did. Obviously, it shows, you know, a testament to, you know, hard work. And then, obviously, give credit to my trainer, Mark Seminole, and Will Shields. But, I mean, I was happy with what I, you know, was able to accomplish. I don't tout it a whole lot or bring it up a whole lot because there's always something that comes along with, you know, with that, you know, some negative. But at the end of the day, you know, I was happy with my, you know, what I was able to do.
A 4.53 40 just seems ridiculous. Is that the fastest you've run, or if not, what is?
My trainer does, Mark Seminole. He has a electronic system that I ran on as well. On his system, I ran a 4.51. But obviously, I don't bring that up a whole lot because, like I said, there's some positives that come with it and some negatives that come with it. So, I mean, you know, obviously I'm happy with my success, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a good thing.
Talking with Jordan Willis, I appreciate the humility that you've had throughout everything, Jordan, when you've been here at K-State and now through this draft process. Where does that come from, just your kind of general stoic and humble attitude?
For me, it's just kind of like how I've been, you know, my whole life. But, you know, I think, you know, really what it comes from is just, you know, I just want to, you know, show up and whatever it is that I do, I just want to do my best. I don't feel like I have to boast about it or, you know, prove anything. You know, I just want to show up, whether it's football, you know, obviously with the combine and senior bowl and everything, I just showed up with a positive attitude saying, you know what? You know, I put in the work to get here. I'm just going to do it with everything that I get, and then whatever happens, happens at the end of the day.
Well, the one thing I know about you really outside of football is that you do like NASCAR. But outside of that, what else makes you tick? What makes Jordan Willis go?
I don't do a whole lot. Like, you know, right now, I mean, either I'm training, you know, watching football, you know, watching NASCAR, you know, I mean, I don't do a whole lot. I do spend, you know, a good amount of time with my family. The last, you know, several weeks has been me traveling back and forth between Manhattan. I would go home on the weekend, spend time with my family, and I'd come back to Manhattan because I get private workouts and things like that. But other than that, that's pretty much it.
Jordan Willis talking with me here on Wildcat Insider. Do you have an expectation of where you may go in the NFL draft at this point?
My agent said that as we get closer and closer to the draft, which is it's coming up on us, he's going to give me a gauge of where I'm going to go. I mean, I feel that I'll go somewhere in the top three rounds, but then again, you never know. At the end of the day, I just want to get drafted because I mean, I train with several guys that are good football players, and I see a lot of good football players that work hard. That, you know, are quality football players that won't get drafted. So for me, I'm not so much worried about where I get drafted. I just know that I have an opportunity to because I've set myself up. So that's all that I really focus on.
How much have you had a chance to work with or just talk with some of your fellow teammates that are also going through this? Elijah Lee, for instance, Dante Barnett, some of the seniors. How much have you had a chance to talk with them throughout all this?
So I didn't get to see. I've trained with Ryan Mueller in Kansas City at Seminole Sports Performance, so I've been able to speak with him, like, every day. But I didn't get to see a lot of the guys on the team until I came up here. That was kind of the first time I spoke to them. And from what I get from them, they've pretty good process. They had good pro days. So I think they're enjoying, they're kind of like me. They're wanting to, get on a team. Get the draft over, we get on a team and start working toward that.
Were you surprised by Elijah's decision to leave early?
I would say, I wasn't surprised by it. I mean, I think, at the end of the day, you got to make this decision that's best for you. The decision is made. So, he's going to have a great opportunity moving forward. I know that. It's just, I know how hard he works. He's going to put himself in a good position.
Talking with Jordan Willis on Wildcat Insider. K-State does start spring practice coming up on Wednesday. What do you think the ceiling is for the team of all the guys coming back?
For me, I think that they, are going to be a pretty good football team. Obviously, in Coach Snyder's way, you just because you have potential, you have to do something with it. So, I mean, defensively, they're going to be, obviously you're getting some good guys back. You're getting DJ Reed back. You're getting Kendall Adams back. You're getting Reggie Walker back, Tanner Wood back, Will Geary, Trey Deshaun. Of course, you're going to get some younger guys that's going to step in there, like, Kyle Ball, Bronson Massey. A lot of good talent, can't forget Duke Chilly. Obviously, they got to replace some couple guys, whether it's that linebacker. And then safety, but I think they're going to be pretty good on the defensive side of the ball as well as we're going to have a returning quarterback who had a good season for us And, you know, we're going to have a returning offensive line. Some guys are going to be to step in at some skill positions that are going to have some pretty good years, too. So I think, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, it's just a matter of putting in the work, which, you know, they've been working hard in the winter, and, you know, go out and have a good spring. And then, you know, got to take momentum into the summer and then, you know, see what happens in the season.
Curious about Reggie Walker, because I think fans, you know, can tell that this kid oozes athleticism. What do you think his potential is as a defensive end?
I think that he can be, you know, me and him are good friends, and this is the football side of me talking football-wise. I think that, you know, on which I've been telling him, you know, if you want to have a great season, it starts in the off season. So as long as he, you know, takes the off season seriously, you know, I think he can, you know, run the conference next year, you know, be the, you know, that guy. But, you know, that's up to him. I know he has it in him. I'm not going to put any pressure on him and say that he's going to do this and do that. I mean, he's a great football player. You know, you saw spurts of it last year. I mean, some of the things that he did. But he definitely can do great things. You know, it's just a matter up to him as how hard he wants to work and put into it.
Jordan Willis talking with me. One last one before I let you go, Jordan. There was a lot of buzz about Scott France after what he did in the Texas Bowl, helping to really neutralize Myles Garrett, who I'm sure you know a lot about as well with how much you study other defensive ends. How good can Scott France be, and was that legit, you know, all the buzz that we've had about him since the Texas Bowl?
I think that, you know, it's legitimate. Obviously, anything you put on film to me is legitimate. Of course, you have some people are going to say certain things, you know, regardless, but he put it on film that he's capable of doing it. You know, he's a good athlete, good football player. I think same thing that I said about Reggie. If he puts in the work, he continues to put in the work and do what he needs to do in the offseason and get stronger in all those things, I think that, you know, the sky's the limit for him as well.
Well, Jordan, I greatly appreciate you spending some time with me here. Best of luck in the draft process. We'll be watching and enjoy everything moving forward, man.
Thank you.
All right, there's Jordan Willis. Really appreciate him taking some time to chat with me earlier. Really gracious with his time, man, with everything that's going on. But I thought that was a pretty good encapsulation of what he's been like to deal with. He's been just great throughout his career.
We've talked many, many times about him, and I'll say it again. I don't know if there's been a young man in my time at Kansas State that is more cordial towards the media and understanding of their job and as humble and as hardworking as this young guy. And everybody out there listening knows that K-State has had a boatload of hardworking, really talented football players come through here. And he's – whatever list you want to make, he needs to be on it.
Yeah, there's a reason that Bill Snyder called him the epitome of K-State football during the season.
Yeah.
So you can see it right there. If you missed any of it, NewsRadioKman.com in the On Demand tab for the podcast of it after the show. When we come back, it is spring football starting up week. They will fire it up on Wednesday. So we'll talk a little spring football here on Wildcat Insider. You can sneak in a phone call as well, 537-1350. This is Wildcat Insider on K-Man.